Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, it's business as usual on Saturday, April 8, 22 and 29. All services except audit and compliance will be available for your convenience at select tax offices island-wide. Portmore, Spanish Town, Constance Spring, Maypen, Mandeville, St. Anne's Bay, Savannah-Lamar, Montego Bay. Services include all payments, filing of tax returns, motor vehicle transactions, driver's license processing, TRN applications, general information and assistance. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you how to protect yourself from being scammed. Jamaicans have been victims of multiple scamming operations, with one of the latest scams targeting users of automated teller machines, ATMs, and automated banking machines, ABMs. Hacking and ABM ATM scams have become the main means used by scammers to target Jamaicans. Assistant Commissioner of Police in charge of the Counterterrorism and Organized Crime CTOC Investigation Branch, Clifford Chambers, says scams targeting Jamaicans are not new, but lately there has been an increase in electronic scams.
What we would see these people do, they would hack into personal accounts and transfer funds from person's personal account using the password that they obtain by way of hacking methodologies, and then transfer funds to other persons' accounts. And then we have also the ABM fraud, where persons would provide or insert a mechanism. You do have deep insert. Deep insert is what is current, but you have other means of obtaining personal card information.
When personal card information is obtained, ATM cards can be reproduced, but they cannot be activated without the PIN. Hence, scammers will go to great lengths to obtain PINs. CTOC says of late, international technology is being utilized, noting that it is not easy to recognize. However, he says with much vigilance, you can help to prevent being scammed.
There is need to do a manual inspection of the ATM. ATM, they come hard, fixed, well put together machines. If you do a manual touching or shaking of any parts of it and it is appears not to be properly fixed, it means it has been tampered with. If you are able to look at the portion opposite where you would enter your keypad, that is more often than not the location where a miniature camera would have been affixed, just to see if there is tampered with.
If you own a smartphone, switching on your Bluetooth and checking for a signal from the machine could alert you to the machine being compromised. This can be especially effective if the technology used is embedded in the machine. Be vigilant also of the persons around you when using the ATM, as persons who seem to be hiding from cameras could be perpetrators. ACP Chambers also urges citizens to protect their bank card's PIN at all times.
Do not lend out your ABM card. Do not give your PIN to anybody else. And when you are in a public place using your ABM card, ensure that it is in your view at all times, because you do have handheld skimmers that can also upload your information.
If you have been a victim of scamming, call CTOC at 967-4231 or call the police at 119 as soon as possible. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.